Bill looked at him eagerly. "I say, are you being the complete detective?" "Well, I wanted a new profession," smiled the other. "What fun! I mean," he corrected himself apologetically, "one oughtn't to say that, when there's a dead man in the house, and one's host." He broke off a little uncertainly, and then rounded off his period by saying, "By Jove! What a rum show it is! Good Lord!" "Well," said Antony, "carry on, Mark." "What do I think of him?" "Yes." Bill was silent, wondering how to put into words thoughts which had never formed themselves very definitely in his own mind. What did he think of Mark? Seeing his hesitation, Antony said, "I ought to have warned you that nothing you say will be taken down by the reporters, so you needn't bother about a split infinitive or two. Talk about anything you like, how you like. Well, I'll give you a start. Which do you enjoy more, a weekend here or at the Barringtons, say?" "Well, of course, that would depend." "Take it that she was there in both cases." "Ass!" said Bill, putting an elbow into Antony's ribs. "It's a little difficult to say," he went on. "Of course, they do you awfully well here."
"Yes."
"I don't think I know any house where things are so comfortable. One's room, the food, drinks, cigars, the way everything's arranged, all that sort of thing. They look after you awfully well."
"Yes."